Trump threatening to nuke Tehran. On social media, where diplomatic decorum increasingly erodes under the pressure of immediacy and visibility, words spoken by a head of state carry not just symbolic but legal and strategic weight. A recent statement by President Donald J. Trump on his verified social media account starkly exemplifies this reality. "Iran should have signed the deal I told them to sign. What a shame and waste of human life. Simply stated, Iran cannot have a nuclear weapon. I said it over and over again. Everyone should immediately evacuate Tehran." Donald J. Trump, at Real Donald Trump. This statement, made by a sitting president of the United States, who, under U.S. law, holds exclusive authority as commander-in-chief over military forces, including nuclear capabilities, is not merely rhetoric. It constitutes a threat of the use of force against another sovereign state. By doing so, it raises critical concerns under international law, particularly Article 2.4 of the United Nations Charter, which states, "All members shall refrain in their international relations from the threat or use of force against the territorial integrity or political independence of any state or in any other manner inconsistent with the purposes of the United Nations." I legal authority of the Speaker, the U.S. President as military commander. President Trump, while known for blurring the lines between personal and official communications, speaks as the chief executive and military authority of the United States. His power includes ordering military operations without congressional approval under the War Powers Resolution-Dash sole authority to launch nuclear weapons, as confirmed by long-standing U.S. military doctrine. When the President of the United States issues a public statement calling for the immediate evacuation of a capital city, in this case, Tehran, the world must understand it not as idle speculation, but as a potential signal of imminent military action, possibly involving weapons of mass destruction. 2. The legal standard: what constitutes a threat of force? According to the International Court of Justice, ICJ, and numerous academic interpretations, a threat of force exists when a state declares an intention to use force conditionally or unconditionally, creating coercive pressure on another state to change its behavior. For example, in the ICJ's Advisory Opinion on the Legality of the Threat or Use of Nuclear Weapons, 1996, the court held that the notions of threat and use of force stand together in the sense that if the use of force itself in a given case is unlawful, the threat to use such force will likewise be unlawful. President Trump's statement, in this light, is not an abstract threat. It identifies a specific target, Tehran, a specific grievance, Iran's nuclear ambitions, and issues a warning that implicates mass civilian harm. Everyone should immediately evacuate. When evaluated alongside the president's known authority to initiate a nuclear strike, this becomes a credible threat of force, bordering on a declaration of war. 3. Nuclear implications: the scope and language of the evacuation warning. The most alarming element of the tweet lies in its final sentence. Everyone should immediately evacuate Tehran. This is not a localized or strategic military threat. It is a sweeping warning that implies catastrophic consequences for the entire capital city, home to over 8 million civilians. The scale of such a threat, especially when paired with a stated goal of preventing nuclear proliferation, strongly hints at the potential use of nuclear weapons. A conventional strike would likely not necessitate a full city evacuation, but a nuclear strike would. The fact that this statement came unprompted by any immediately public Iranian provocation or military movement adds to its unilateral and coercive nature. This is a stark deviation from the norms of proportionate and defensive military posture outlined in Article 51 of the UN Charter, which allows for self-defense only in response to an armed attack. 4. Precedent and dangerous erosion of norms. This incident reflects a broader erosion of diplomatic and legal constraints in the digital age. Heads of state have increasingly used personal or informal platforms to issue official threats without undergoing traditional statecraft or diplomatic procedures. Trump has previously issued aggressive threats via Twitter, including against North Korea, Fire and Fury, and Iran, the likes of which few throughout history have ever suffered before. However, this most recent statement elevates the threat from theatrical hyperbole to strategic signaling. It targets civilians, implies the use of weapons of mass destruction, and demands immediate compliance under the threat of massive force. Conclusion: a violation of Article 2.4 and a grave precedent. The tweet in question, issued by the sitting President of the United States, Commander-in-Chief of the world's largest military, constitutes a clear violation of Article 2.4 of the UN Charter. It threatens the territorial integrity of Iran, implies the use of nuclear force, and places millions of civilians under the specter of imminent harm. The international community, the United Nations, and legal scholars must not treat such statements as trivial or rhetorical. If left unchecked, this sets a perilous precedent that digital declarations of war, veiled in the language of tweets, can exist outside the bounds of international accountability.